League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Neil, well, what were the key ingredients to that victory?
I felt very lucky to be part of that first half performance tonight. I've not seen anything like that from my side. I'll go for Buxton maybe last season. That is the best I've seen my side play. You know, everything came to the fore. I thought everything, you know, usually when you work on things in training, it comes off for 5 or 10 minutes in a game. It just went right for 45 minutes. And some of the movements, some of the goals, some of the... I mean, I'm a bit old school, and I like my recovery runs, I like my distances, I like my shape. It was all on point tonight, all on point. So, really happy to be through to the next round.
And just when Pontefract came back at you at the beginning of the second half, how important was it that the team didn't seem to panic?
No, it's
control.
It's really good, Jay. But I've got to be honest. Now, in pre-season, I was worried because the amount of chances we gave away in the first minute of a game. And I know it's not here to kind of lamb-blast my team, but like I've just said in there, so people know, Adam Dodd's out of position, Aaron Morris is out of position, Tom Stead doesn't cover round. That's basic defending. And we've gone out of the second half, so let's keep a clean sheet, let's go and score maybe 6 or 7. And when that itches straight away, motivationally for the rest of the team, you look at it and go, that's pathetic defending. It's absolutely... I'm not going to say score, because it's not good enough. That's not good enough defending. The second goal I can handle because it's a great strike. But the first one, no, that's not us. One ball from kickoff beats us. That's very poor. However, you know, we didn't let it affect us. And I thought some of the football we played second half, you know, our patience, our build-up play was brilliant. And what a goal at the end from Aaron Morris with Luke Griffiths, little dink of a free kick.
We enjoyed tonight the midfield triangle with Donoghue in there. And it just seemed to free the three of Donoghue, and obviously Potts will go forward. Griffiths more retaining that deeper role. I mean, is that something that you've got to look at as a possible first choice combo?
I've just said that is a colossal performance from Michael Donoghue. That's as good as I've seen him play in an FC United shirt. He was good Saturday. Tonight, he covered every inch. He got his goal, which we've been desperate for him to do. His work rate, his recovery, his tackles, his tenacity. And that's why the fans love him. You know, that's why he loves playing here. And listen, we've done a lot of work with Michael, and everybody knows, you know, about his off-field problems, and, you know, he's been really brave to come out of that. But you look at him now, and it seems like, you know, it's behind him. He's enjoying his football, and, you know, we know he's a special talent. You know, he can play 7, 11, 4, 8, 10, but I like him in the midfield three. I think he gives us that energy.
What's come out about him? Because he's obviously a skillful player. He's not a big player, you know, physically, but... his tenacity in these games, and at the end when it was all everything was done and dusted, he was leaping on any sort of slight moment of hesitation from Pontefract. He was in there tackling as if it was the game was still up for grabs.
There's nothing better than trusting your players. I know Michael Donoghue, like Michael Potts and Attal, are going to give absolutely everything that they've got. And sometimes, you know, it hasn't worked for Michael Donoghue in the past. He's either been too wide, he couldn't get in the game. He's obviously, you know, a few problems that he's dealt with personally. But I think when you see him like that, and I think he's a midfielder, I think he's a centre midfielder, and, you know, he's 22 years old, he's got a massive career future ahead of him, he's got a massive future here, and, you know, you can hear every time that, you know, he's on the ball, the fans love him, and for me, that's probably back-to-back man of the match performances for me, Saturday and tonight, and you can't ask more than that.
And you swapped over Lenehan and Potts. Any particular thinking there?
Just Potts was annoying me, he kept giving the ball away. You know, and I've just said that to him. He knows his standards, and he kept just misplacing passes. And sometimes you've just got to take him out of there and give him a different angle. I thought when he went right back, he was incredible.
Yeah.
But sometimes when you get into that mould, it's hard to shake, you know. And I thought Jack went in there and did great. But it was just a chance to experiment. And, you know, he's done great at right back. Potts, he's been captain, he's brilliant. He had a bad time on the ball tonight. He knows that. But he'll always give you what he's got, Potts. And, you know, listen to the fans chant his name for about 5 minutes in the second half. You know, and he knows what it means to be at this club. And they... you know, I'm sure the fans really appreciate what he gives to the club.
It's funny, that was almost like a head teacher saying, you will go and stand in the corner at right back until think about what you've done.
I said to him at half time, you're a sponsor giveaway, you know, stop giving the ball away. And that was it. But listen, he could take it. He's a season pro.
Absolutely. Yeah, and now Doyle went off early. Precaution?
Groin. Tweaked his groin. So he could be a doubt for Saturday, and he's been a great player for us since he's come back from injury. We've got to assess that over the next couple of days. But you know, we've got a potential headache now for Saturday, because you could argue that my first two choice centre halves may be missing in Doyle and Jones, but you know, Morrison and Stead did well tonight.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, for Aaron Morris, to his credit, at the end there, put in that run. Nice quick thinking from Griffiths, and good goal. That will do his confidence.
Yeah, of course he will. Listen, I've said this about Aaron. He's had a bit of a dip in pre-season, that's all. Players go through bad patches, and you know, after the Grantham game last season when he gave the penalty away, it was like his world had ended. And sometimes you've just got to take him out to put him back in. It's kind of that thing that people don't see behind the scenes, that you're forever doing work with these guys psychologically and for the confidence. And Aaron knew he'd go back in tonight. And you know, the break did him well Saturday, and I thought he was great tonight. He did really well. He started the game until Doyle went off at centre-half. He really took to his position at right back, and you know, put in a performance like he did last season.
Just a few points for me about how the game panned out, Neil. What first one was, the game on Saturday against Nantwich was a game of not putting our chances away. Tonight, obviously, the opposite. Certainly in the first half, everything we touched, we put away. Is that down to the quality of the opposition, or is that something you've thought about, worked on, or changed?
It's been brave in the final third. You know, how many times you say, can you get across your front post and get across your man? And Dan the Cockerline did it. You know, and he got across the front. I think you throw Charlie Ennis in there, he scored 3-2. But I made a real good point here that Tunde Olavi, and I keep saying he scored 37 goals last season. If my number 9 this season scores 20, Ennis scores 10-15, Linney does, Morgan Thompson-Smith does, Finn does, etc., we'll be where we were again. You know, we're a really talented side, and we've got goals in the team. So it is nice to see him coming from different areas tonight. It's really pleasing to see him when they come three, you know, behind the three, behind the front man, and even like with Donoghue chipping in. So we do a lot of work on it. And like I said, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but it's never for the want of trying. And again, you know, we adopt that 4-2-3-1, and people say you need to go with another man up front. Well, we scored 6 goals tonight in the same formation, so it does work. It's about the lads being brave and behind. And I agree with the comments on Saturday. I don't think Thompson-Smith, Sinclair-Smith or Regan got into the game and didn't give Nantwich as many headaches as what I wanted to. Tonight, you know, the lads did.
Credit to Pontefract. I mean, they came out, they were 5-0 down. Their heads could have gone down. They were starting to look ragged towards the end of the first half. They came out of the second half as, to me, it looked like as more of a counter-attacking side. And the way we blunted that by keeping possession and playing patient football was really good to see. I didn't know how we would blunt that counter-attack, but it seems we did it that way.
And I talk about don't get bored of the football, keep playing with the football. And you know, you've got to credit a side of a 5-0 down. I think the manager was in there for about a minute at half-time, and we've all been there where you're in and out, and you know, it was not a great deal you can say. But they came out, you know, with our mistake, we give them a goal. Great goal for a second goal. But then you've got to credit the lads. You know, maybe 12 months ago when they're all new to each other, did it crumble? But they know each other's games. And I just thought the way we moved the ball and dictated play, and their manager said, listen, I hope they have a good season. Their manager said that's the biggest football lesson, you know, I think we'll have all season. And you know, I'd like to see the possession stats, but you've got to credit a team to come out the way they did. And you know, we want to wish Pontefract all the best for this season. We had them watch Saturday, they were a good side. Unfortunately, they just met a ruthless FC United side first half, and you know, it's nice when it comes off.
Ruthlessness, that's what you want to see from your players?
Yeah, I wanted a reaction. You know, I've got a reaction. You know, some lads who were left out Saturday have got the chance today. Some lads who started have been left out today. But everyone giving me a reaction. And, you know, Finn doesn't get a kick tonight and Morgan doesn't get a kick tonight. You know, they could come back in on Saturday, but they know what's expected of them now. When you're seeing, you know, talisman Charlie Ennis score 3-2, you know, he might not have, you know, the energy as much as what they do due to, you know, his age, but he's still got that ability. And, you know, that's the standard. You know, Linney, again, it's a standard of scoring goals. He's got another one. And that's, you've got to aspire to do that. You want to play for this club, if you want to do well, you've got to, every time you go to the field, you've got to aspire to be the best you can be. And if you're a front man, hey, I expect goals or assists.
Oh, so we look forward to Saturday, Scarborough. Where will that be won and lost?
It'll be Scarborough, a very good side. It'll be won and lost in the attacking thirds. And if we defend like we defended for the first goal of Pontefract tonight, Scarborough will hurt us. If we defend like we know we can defend and we press high up the pitch like we did in the first half tonight, I will go as far as saying that it doesn't matter who you play. When you play in that vein of form and your shape and your position is right, I think any team would find it hard to play. It reminded me of Hyde a little bit last season in all way. They're a great attacking side, you know, and Darren Kelly's built a really good side here. So it's going to, you look at the fixtures on Saturday and you probably pick out another, you know, fixture of the day. For us, we've got a point in the league. We've got through to the next round of the FA Cup. We're 2-0. We love playing here, you know, and we love playing in front of the fans. So I'm sure that tonight will give us lots of confidence going into Saturday's game.
And food for thought tonight. You've brought in, you made five changes. Food for thought for team selection. Some of the performances.
I've got to keep people, you know, resting, rotating. You know, it's going to be hard. We're Saturday, Tuesday now till when? You know, it feels like December. So people are going to have to come in and go out. And there'll be some tired legs tomorrow. Coquelin hasn't played 60 minutes since last season. You know, he's going to feel it tomorrow. And, you know, he might not be ready for Saturday. But we've just got to nurse it up. We've got a squad that you've seen tonight, five changes. They're all as good as each other. But I'll finish by saying that I put my arm around Mike Donoghue before the game. And I said, you know, you're an exceptional Saturday. A little tweak of position, but make sure that no one wrestles that shirt off you. And I say that to everybody, you know, I won't change it if you're that good. You give me a headache. And someone like Donoghue tonight was that good. You know, he keeps his shirt. Other people who've gone off the boil slightly might, you know, get a rest or a rotation.
Just a final question, and it involves the scenes at the end there. Proper that, wasn't it?
Honestly, I mean, you guys have seen it, you know, over the years, and it's hairs on the back of your neck stuff. You're so proud, and, you know, everybody clapping and singing, and it was really good to be back, you know. And don't tell me there was, well, please tell me there was 600 in here.
There was, yes.
But don't tell me there was 600, because that noise that they made was incredible, and you just see smiles on people's faces, and you know what a special club we have here, and with a special set of fans, and we'll always do what we can to try and get that reaction at the end of the game. It might not always happen, but it won't be for want of trying.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.